KOA News Time, 6:54. Now on Colorado's Morning News, seized and sold San Francisco-based bank First Republic, the latest financial institution to face such a demise.
Yeah, the banking failure and the second largest in history, and again calls into question the fragility of the U.S. banking system. On with us now to talk about this and more, of course, our friend from daytradefund.com, it's Jay Ratliff. Jay, you spoke about First Republic on this program before. Is this the outcome that you anticipated?
It was. I mean, this is a stock, when you look at the history of FRC from a share standpoint trading, it's amazing how far it fell in such a quick fashion. This is a stock that was at $150 a share a few months ago, and when it was seized, it was $3.51 a share. Of course, it dropped with all the other bank shares a couple of months ago when we had the issues that we did with Silicon Valley. But the market, when this dropped and was seized, was almost no reaction at all, because we saw it coming in advance. It was one of the banks that was struggling, and it was out there, and a lot of people are looking at this as, well, this is just one more of those five or six banks that are hurting, as they were, and pretty much a one-and-done type of thing, and time to move on. Had this been followed by two or three other banks that were having issues at the same time, we would have seen a completely different reaction on Wall Street. We would have seen a lot more concern on financial stocks. We would have seen a lot more market volatility. Fortunately, it did not turn out to be that way. It was pretty much business as usual. But you really have to feel for the investors that, you know, were maybe overly exposed in that type of stock. And when you remember, Silicon Valley was a bank that was doing fine and fell and was seized within 36 hours. It's another one of those reminders that if you flip stocks like my students and I do in 8 to 10, 15 minutes, or you hold it for 8 or 10 years, diversify your portfolio so that only a certain amount of your money is ever exposed to any one thing at a given time, because there were many people that were overly exposed in that Silicon Valley Bank, as well as First Republic, confident that it would come back, and neither did. And unfortunately, they took a financial beating as a result.
Certainly, the administration, some analysts, the markets are all pretty much betting that this is probably going to be the end of it. But as they say, you don't know what you don't know. So are there other banks on your radar that maybe could be in trouble?
You know, Moody's put out a list, Pat, I think it was about a week and a half ago on a Friday, that 11 or 14 banks that they were concerned with. Of course, First Republic Corporation was on there, FRC, and there were several others. And the idea was that these banks are still at a point where they're over-leveraged, where they are hedging too much on the loss side of things, and do face some difficult times. And that's what brings in the Fed discussion on interest rate hikes, because there's a certain segment of the population on Wall Street and in Washington, D.C., that are saying, look, we know the Fed is determined to come out with another quarter point interest rate hike. But with each one of these that they do, it increases pressure on many of these banks that are hurting, that are in difficult time, especially those banks that sadly have overexposure into corporate real estate, which has really been hammered of late as well. So a lot of these people are pushing this narrative that the Fed needs to pause their interest rate hikes till the end of the year. Of course, this is the same group that at the beginning of this year, and even last year, that were telling us the Fed was only going to raise interest rates for a few times, they were going to pause it, and then they were going to start reducing the interest rate hikes. I don't want to say they're using this as an excuse to try to push what they want to see happen, because there's certainly a reality to this, that with each subsequent interest rate hike, it is going to apply a little bit more pressure to these banks, and if they're not in a solid enough position financially, it could cause them to be pushed a little bit further to that point where some drastic steps might have to happen. But at this point in time, you know, the Fed's going to be meeting this week. We've got 2 days, and they'll come out and maybe give us an indication of what the next step is going to be. But both sides are still pushing for, you know, interest rate hikes versus none. And, yeah, we'll see where it goes. But, yes, either way, it's going to impact the banking industry to one degree or another.
Jay, and wrapping up with you, we're now into the month of May, and on Friday, we're going to get the jobs report for the month of April. Do we have any predictions on what we might see, and could this play a role in the interest rate hike decision?
It very well could, because even though the Jerome Powell and them will minimize it some of the times, they'll look at the reports to see if they're anywhere near what's expected or not. They'll see the types of jobs that were created, if they were temporary or permanent. They're going to look at the unemployment. They're going to look at the average wage scale. And one of the things that's going to take place is that's going to be one of the many factors that they have as they look at things. So I'm going to say with everything that's going on right now, this is probably one of the more important jobs reports because of all the other things that are at play that we've already discussed. And this is going to be one more of those pieces, along with inflation and the different types of things that are going to allow the Fed to reach that decision. So I think it wouldn't be overspeaking to say that this Friday's report is an extremely important one, especially as we look forward what would end up being the next month's planned interest rate hike.
Learn more of Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. It's Jay Ratliff. Thanks, Jay.
My sincere pleasure.
6:59 here on Colorado's Morning News.
What we know so far in the proposed safety plan for Denver Public Schools. We'll have that story coming up in the newscast. But first, we go to the KOA Jetcopter, checking your Tuesday morning drive with Dave Hunter.